he can, you know, use.
This is somebody who doesn't look both ways before they cross the street.
I have never been at fault in any of those through personal negligence. Billy and Mike, stay on the line. We got 90 seconds to Fox News, and then we're back. By the way, the number for Infusion, if you're interested in learning more about neurofeedback, 296-1662.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. AC by Luke Choir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. And if you hadn't ever been down here, you're missing a good time. We rent out pontoon boats. You can cruise up and down the river, cruise up to the sandbar where there's a swing up there. You can swing out, splash around, enjoy the river, and cool off a little bit. Come back down here. We'll cook you some fresh seafood. Got a grill. We do that grilled amberjack, snapper, getting some flounders, groupers, all kind of good fish out of the Gulf. We got a steamer over there, those shrimp from Argentina, tastes kind of like a lobster. We got those royal red shrimp, snow crabs. We got some oysters we're shucking on the hash shell, Rockefellers, and good eating. Let's talk about good times, because every Sunday afternoon, we kill it down here at the Oyster Bar. We bring in touring bands, and people play all over the world, and this is no exception, because Big Al and the Heavyweights are here Sunday at 5 o'clock. That's right, some good old Louisiana music. Y'all, it's going to be a good time. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We're going to be looking for you, so get down here soon and come hungry.
This program is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. I remember the 1980s. We had 3% unemployment, low inflation, and Madonna was playing on the radio. Yeah, things really have changed since then.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4.
Fox News, I'm Del Walters. Former special counsel Robert Mueller wrapping up his testimony before Congress. After 7 hours, Mueller defending the integrity of his investigation, but leaving some questions unanswered.
You would not tell us whether the president should be impeached, nor did we ask you. Since it is our responsibility to determine the proper remedy for the conduct outlined in your report. Whether we decide to impeach the president in the House or we do not, we must take any action necessary to protect the country while he is in office.
Committee Chair Adam Schiff, the special counsel, also not talking about the origins of the investigation.
I am unable to address questions about the initial opening of the FBI's Russia investigation, which occurred months before my appointment.
At one point, the former special counsel telling a Republican congressman that the president can be indicted once he leaves office. This is Fox News.
40% of adults in a recent survey said they regret their life choices. That's kind of sad. And I hope that's somewhat inaccurate on a high level. Dana Dalkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson are sidekicks on Happy Hour this afternoon with yours truly, Greg Bedell and Joey Clark. And I guess Billy didn't want to hang on, but Mike called back. Mike?
Yes.
You're on with Dana Dalkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to talk to you about my experience. My ex-wife died, and the family court gave my child away after I'd spent $10,000 in legal fees to a neighbor.
Jeez.
And forced me to pay child support to the neighbor.
Hmm.
How does that happen?
If the neighbor was granted custody.
How does it happen? It's a complete corrupt system that is purely designed, I don't know, to divide fathers from their child.
When was this?
Were you married to her when she passed away?
No.
Where was this, and what year?
This was in Atlanta, Georgia, quite some time ago. The neighbor then completely cleaned out the estate, physically abused my child before I got custody.
Mm.
And eventually I got custody, and then I still got threatening mail because the state of Georgia wanted to take me to court for not paying child support to myself.
God, that sounds like government, doesn't it?
And it took about 3 years to work out. Meanwhile, my credit was completely destroyed. I was an officer in the United States military. They were about to pull my security clearance.
And that's something that a lot of people don't realize. And we have that happen, to be honest with you, a fair amount. We have military guys, mostly guys, who end up owing child support and end up in debt, and it affects your credit, but it also affects your clearance. And a lot of people don't realize that.
This is happening, I'm sure, more than just me. No one has ever apologized. No one has ever said anything. The whole thing about them looking out for the best interest of the child is just a lie.
Wow, man, I really appreciate your call. And again,
I'm so sorry that you had to go through all that.
What you two dedicate your lives to, which is making men matter in matters of divorce. This is just insane what he's telling us here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I was curious as to where and when. It's not acceptable at any time, but the laws were slightly different, well, extremely different, you know, back in the early 80s and mid 80s. The laws were very different and things have changed, but...
And it was just all designed. Me and my wife had impeccable credentials. She hired or got a consultant or whoever to litigate this. And it was all just all set up to design. To give my child away to someone else for no apparent reason. And they said, well, she's 14, she can decide.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Mike, we appreciate the call and the contribution to the topic this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's... Billy.
Hey, I just got a question. Nowadays, you see everybody with the cell phones in their hand on social media and all that. Have y'all ever had anybody get a divorce over social media?
Every day, yes.
Really?
Most divorces have something to do with social media. Either you're too much attention on social media, you're having an emotional affair with somebody on social media, you're communicating with your paramour to meet up to have sexual intercourse on social media. Most divorces, if not all divorces, I'll even boldly say all divorces we deal with have some sort of social media component. Dana, do you think?
I don't know about all is hefty. I will say the majority of divorces have some sort of, you know, social media component, because I'll tell you, if I'm looking for something on the other party, I will run their Alicorp. Like, I'll run and see if they have a record in Alabama, and I'll look at their Facebook.
Yeah, don't have a public anything, by the way.
Yeah, I get nosy. I mean, I go down rabbit holes. So.
Oh, I have spent hours and hours just looking at people's Facebook going, yeah. Oh my God. Like, whoa. But I will say this, like, I have learned so much about our society by, like, what does that mean? And then having to Google it or ask around. I mean, it keeps me young. It keeps me very hip. But it's very terrifying what people think is an okay post to put on social media.
But yeah, it is easy to go down a rabbit hole.
Well, everywhere you go now, you can't even go out to eat no more without looking around. There'll be a family sitting at the next table to you, and all of them have a cell phone in the hand. There is no talking going on. I was just curious if y'all ever had that. But
you know, it's not just social media, but I think there's a distance between people now that didn't used to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. It's almost like we don't know what to talk about. We're just so used to, did you see what so-and-so posted on social media? Or, did you see that video on social media? Or, did you see that news story that came on AL.com?
But, you know, I'm guilty of it, too, just sitting at the table and, like...
I'm on social media right now as I'm talking to you. Like, I'm looking at...
And I'm being ignored. Absolutely. And that really hurts my feelings and...
suck it up, Greg.
Billy, thanks a lot for the call.
That's all I wanted. I appreciate y'all answering.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be doing our most electrifying story of the day, brought to you by Mr. Electric, in just a little bit at 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. After any kind of battle, whether it's a battle with the boss at home, the boss at work, if life just keeps slapping you around, you need to get away. And the one guy that can help you get away from it all with some great products is our friend Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime at Adams Motorsports. And the feature this month at Adams Motorsports is the Kawasaki Mule 30 Pro X. That is the... I mean, you've got to see these in person. I have a pretty good vocabulary. I have pretty good descriptive skills. But you've got to see these in person to see not only how rugged they are, but how they've engineered comfort and luxury into the cockpit of these things. It's amazing. They used to be very military-like. You know, you're not designed for comfort. You're in the Army now. But you can do off-road in a Kawasaki Mule. This is a vehicle that's designed to take it. At Adams Motorsports, you'll also find an array of things that you can enjoy on the road and in the water. The Kawasaki Jet Ski. They were the inventor of the jet ski. And that's the line that Terry carries at Adams Motorsports, and they're a limited number that they have available every year. So at some point this summer, they'll sell the last one, and that'll be it until next year. So don't let it all slip away before you stop by and see Terry and his team to get going. Got some great pre-owned opportunities for you when it comes to bikes and off-road excitement, too. Products by Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, and more. Super low interest rates, rebates in many cases. You can get it all sorted out at Adams Motorsports. Stop by 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And open 24/7 at AdamsMotorsports.com. 4:15, bomb hours tonight after the show. Right now, we're going to see how the roads are doing.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way into the 4 o'clock rush hour, and we still see the police working the accident at Wetumpka Highway and the Boulevard right in front of the Waffle House, so be careful in that area. Otherwise, everything on the Boulevard's moving along pretty well. We do have a lot of traffic out there, so be careful. We also see a lot of cars rolling on the interstate, but everybody's up at a speed limit ride, and there are no issues on the 31s this afternoon. Let's just be careful. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representations made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Governor Ivey is holding several ceremonial signings today. Two items of interest: the first responders bill that makes it a capital offense for the murder of a first responder. It's named after William Buechner, an Auburn police officer who was killed in the line of duty back in May. Also, Governor Ivey is signing the Anti-Road Rage Act. Also, a robbery turned into a homicide at a Brundage gas station this morning. Police say an employee was shot and killed at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10. It happened at about 6 this morning, and right now police are reviewing surveillance video and looking for a male suspect. Authorities have not yet released that victim's name. Plus, in national news, former special counsel Robert Mueller testified this morning in front of the U.S. House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees about his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. That investigation lasted nearly 2 years. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We don't get many nice breaks like this in the summertime, so we're enjoying every second of this. Tonight, clear skies, cool, comfortable, overnight low temperature 65. Tomorrow, just about perfect again with low humidity and a high in the upper 80s, lows at night in the upper 60s. Friday, I think we're still dry, high temperature up to about 90, a little more sticky towards Friday evening as the humidity creeps back, and then back to business as usual Saturday and Sunday, heat and humidity, highs in the lower 90s, and a few spotty storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's. Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beaten blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, that's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
All right, what we have here today in our Mr. Electric feature is high voltage divorces. By the way, I want to mention very briefly, 25 years ago today, it was a Sunday evening. I had just finished all the preparation work I was doing for my show the next morning, was in bed, and my pager went off.
Beep, beep.
With a number and a 911.
Throwback.
Yeah.
With a number and a 911 next to it. And it was my friend Sherry staying at the house I used to have in Cooper City. And my ex-wife wasn't there, but Sherry said, some guy just called from Chicago and said, your dad died, and you need to get up there.
Oh, my.
And that, it was the pivotal day.
I wasn't expecting that, Greg, by the way. Thanks for that.
I know. Wow. I was not either.
It was the pivotal day of the entire decade, because prior to that crushing piece of news, I had watched the radio business, of which I had been in for, at that point, about 25 years, go through these convulsive changes.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the salary structure get crushed by those convulsive changes, and I was looking at an income, and in part due to my own stupid mistakes in choosing the wrong contract options, was making a fourth of what I used to, and I had a divorce agreement that in no way, shape, or form at that time could I meet, given what was going on, and it just got worse from that point. But I went into a true tailspin after that. And the thing that finally got me to stop swirling the bowl was somebody who said, can you imagine how horrified your father would be if he saw you right now? And that pulled me out of it. It was a long, long, long way back. But this date always stands out in my mind for that reason. We have this story from BroBible.com.
On from where?
BroBible.
Like B-R-O?
B-I-B-L-E.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, BroBible.
BroBible.
Cool. And it's a list of crazy reasons couples broke up. We got the first one is a guy who divorced his wife because she was a loud chewer.
Bro.
I can see that.
I concur.
Like
I'm okay with that.
Like if, yeah, I have an issue with that. And my husband will call in right now and be like, yeah, she does. Like she has the issue. It's
yeah,
bad.
I mean, I think that's fair.
It incites an amount of rage in me that I just cannot explain. It's like the Hulk.
Like, are you thinking of some moment in particular?
Like, every day. Like, I will say this. In my husband's defense, I have the problem. Like, okay. He's a normal chewer. But there's, like, a thing. Isn't there, Dana? Like, a mental disease or defect that, like, certain people, it, like, drives them more crazy than others.
I have seen it on, like, BuzzFeed. It's, like, a particular, you know, phobia kind of thing. It's something like that, yes.
So, yeah, I can see that. That's not crazy to me, because I can see how that could escalate into some...
Yeah, misophonia?
Yeah, see? It's a
disorder
real
which
thing.
Means sufferers have a hatred of sounds such as eating, chewing, loud breathing.
Yes, yes,
I have that, too.
And even repeated pen clicking.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. This whole thing?
Yeah.
No need to
I
demonstrate.
Will murder you. Yeah, I can't. Mm-hmm. Dana has it, too. She's over there.
So it seems like a legitimate reason to break
it
off with
somebody. Yeah, that's not weird. I concur with that decision.
A woman had vertigo. Her husband thought she was possessed and kept trying to arrange exorcisms for her.
Oh, you know, okay. I will say that you would be surprised at how often people bring up the fact that the devil is in their spouse.
We actually have had a couple of cases where there's been like, which I'm not going to get into the difference between what an immaculate conception is and what it's not, because that's not the purpose of this talk show. But people who will use terms and will throw like religious things out because of a divorce, and they'll say like, well, I don't know how they got pregnant because we haven't had sex, so it must be the Immaculate Conception. Mm-hmm. Or people who will say, my spouse is possessed, we need to have an exorcism.
I've had quite a few. I've had multiple clients say that the devil is in their spouse.
I believe that was... there was something living in my second wife.
Yeah, I've never had an exorcism suggested, but... I have had several clients state that the devil
is in their spouse. She's possessed. And they don't say it in just like, you know, casual conversation like, oh, like they're obviously possessed or they're evil. I mean, they believe it. They genuinely believe that we need to exorcise the demons. Like there is something going on there.
Well, and that's one thing too is I have clients, you know, who think and... I think God does encourage marriage, but I also have clients who think that God has told them to stay married and stay miserable. And then they rely on that as a reason to not get divorced. It's like God told them they didn't need to get divorced.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, who are we to judge? He very well could have. I mean, I'm just saying.
Bro.
We hear some things. But you know what I mean? Like, we hear some things.
We do.
Some things.
All right, our next one is a guy who would not go on his honeymoon because he was worried about his plants dying. So the woman took her sister's instead, then left him when she got back from the
honeymoon. Good for her.
Not to make any generalizations here, but if your new husband, I mean, like, honestly, like, if a dude cares about your houseplants, like, that much...
Well, how did
it
she,
may not be about the houseplants.
Right?
But how did she not know about the love of these plants?
Maybe they didn't cohabitate prior to being married, Joey.
They were not living in sin, and he was living with his plants.
It makes you wonder what else
he might
have
so many things
been.
Going on in my brain right now about like,
you know,
him like, talking to his plants.
I thought that's what it was.
By the way, and speaking like, of your brain, I just got a text from Ryan Turner.
I am not going to... Ryan Turner does not want a part of this brain.
Well, he just texted me to see how I'm doing. I said, great. I have somebody here who would like to ask a couple
Ryan
of questions.
Ryan knows who I am.
Okay, well...
You tell Ryan Turner that Jay Quillen is terrified about him being anywhere near her brain with those probe things.
Well, but they're not probes.
I
you
know, but in my
them.
Mind, it's like a one of somebody, those like 1970s movies with the helmet and then the tubes
no.
coming. I know.
No, there was an episode of Law and Order about a guy who
stop.
he supposedly was treating kids that had mm-hmm. self-destructive tendencies.
Yeah.
Through some type of mental situation, and he would shock them when they would start hurting themselves.
And sounds legit, right? No.
Let me just say, you know her? Is the
but back to the voices in your head telling you to do something about getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, if voices in your head are telling you to do something, you should probably go talk to a medical professional and then make a consultation with us. Don't
and
make the consultation
priest.
With us and then have to have us tell you that you probably should seek medical attention.
I have a whole bunch of these. We'll do one more real quick. A woman who got kidnapped in Mexico, her husband wouldn't pay the ransom. So her family paid it, and then she divorced him.
I've never heard that one.
As would I.
Yeah, no, I'm...
My question is, how much was the ransom?
That information isn't in this, and there aren't links on each individual situation.
I mean, I'm just saying, want more information on that.
But do you,
well,
or
what's the
should
number?
Jared pay?
But I mean, like... Don't. I would never give Jacqueline's them Jared's info. I'd be like, call Darlene. Like, I wouldn't be like, hey, call my husband. I'd be like, no, call my parents because I know they'll pay it.
But I think this bro made it clear in the vows they said they would not negotiate with terrorists.
Oh, well, then see, that's
Jacqueline's like asking, like, you know, details. Like, well, what conditions was she in? I mean, were we talking like cut a off hole in the ear? Ground? Or, like, is she, like, living
was
an okay
life? Was she at the Four Seasons without a mini bar? Or was she, like, in a Mexican prison somewhere? I mean, like, where were they holding her?
Let me just say that...
did she have air conditioning?
If any evil person plans to kidnap Mrs. Ritterbuttle, you better not ask for more than $5,000 or be able to set up a payment plan.
I think that that's a fair question. Like, well, how much was the ransom?
Because I don't know what I do.
If Mike Butler is sitting here listening to this, you better pay. Ooh. Don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is.
So if I get kidnapped, I'm going to have them call either my parents or Mike Butler.
Mike Butler better pay.
All right. Ryan's going to be calling us in a couple of minutes. Let's remind everybody we get a nice reprieve from the heat and the humidity and the dew point in July. Usually we get lucky like this maybe once or twice in August, but July we may set a record low tomorrow morning. In the meantime, Clark's is there ready to respond to any heating, air conditioning emergency for Clark's Club members with urgent care service. Call 272-2125 and or 277-2125 and get a Clark's Club membership. You get two tune-ups to your system. You got Rick Clark coming out to figure out the one reason why our electric bill was so outrageous. The attic fan wasn't working. We have to put more insulation in there. We're working on all of that. The important thing was he was there and there quickly to help us diagnose the situation and begin the process of trying to cut that monster down. And plumbing as well. They got talented plumbers. Again, it was the Saturday of 4th of July weekend. Now, we could have lived till Monday without hot water, but Clark's Club members, that's a 24/7 deal. And they were out and within 45 minutes had the problem fixed. You like that. They take your situation very, very seriously. So become a member. 277-2125. Visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Moving our way through the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Sky Watch sees a disabled vehicle on I-85 southbound right at the Mulberry Street exits. It's over in the center lane, so be careful as you pass through there. Otherwise, the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any big problems for you on the boulevard, and the 31s look good this afternoon. Let's be careful as we get out and enjoy this beautiful afternoon. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We don't get many nice breaks like this in the summertime, so we're enjoying every second of this. Tonight, clear skies, cool, comfortable, overnight low temperature 65. Tomorrow, just about perfect again with low humidity and a high in the upper 80s, lows at night in the upper 60s. Friday, I think we're still dry, high temperature up to about 90, a little more sticky towards Friday evening as the humidity creeps back, and then back to business as usual Saturday and Sunday, heat and humidity, highs in the lower 90s, and a few spotty storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember when YouTube didn't exist and once a week Bob Saget told you which videos were funny?
It is 4:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson in-house with us today. And earlier I was talking about my experience at Infusion. And Jacqueline had a couple of questions about iAssist, which I experienced today.
What is it called again? iAssist. Okay.
As an iAssist. And Ryan Turner from Infusion checked to see how I was doing from this experience today. Happy to report, feeling calm, had a good nap, and it was great. And here you are with Jacqueline. How you doing, Ryan?
Good, man. Good. Glad to hear that you felt good afterwards. Everybody in the room when you left was commenting on how mellow you seemed, and I thought that was pretty cool.
That was not... That was a good observation. I used the word laid back. I haven't used that in 100 years to describe how I feel. But Jacqueline wanted to ask a couple of questions.
Oh, I did?
Sure.
Yeah, that's why he's here.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, Ryan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. I'm curious on how this works with regards to if I have this laundry list of things, Greg showed me the printout, like how do I gauge whether or not it's working or if it's going to work for me? I just wanted some more information on it.
Yeah, so typically the way it works is we kind of let you tell us how you're feeling, and we go from there. It's kind of a process, and you know, figuring out what exactly is working, what's improving, and that's all based off of you. You know, when you come in, we don't tell you, hey, you're going to need X amount of treatments. We do a treatment on you, we see how you feel, and then if you need more, we do more. If not, we kind of stick with what we've done. The guy who created this uses a term called hormesis, which means, in a nutshell, like the simplest, smallest amount of this is always the best answer. So this is not something that, you know, more is better. By any means, we start really, really small. And, you know, like I said, if that works, we stay there. If not, then we increase it. There's a lot of factors that go into it, lifestyle-wise, and, you know, how your nervous system is. And as Greg can kind of attest to that, we do a little bit of a consultation prior to it to see how you are, how your nervous system's operating, and then we kind of go from there. But most of the people these days, especially now at work, just constantly bombarded with stress and phone calls and emails and all that. So that's the cool thing. Like Greg, man, it was pretty instantaneous on him. He was, like I said, mellowed out right after one treatment today. So I actually got one done too, Greg, right before he left, and the same thing happened to me, man. I felt like I could just go and just take a nap, which is cool.
Yeah,
it's, we need that in a
my stress.
Go. So
is this something that you would recommend doing maybe on a weekend or in the afternoon? Like, is this not something that I would want to do in the morning and then, like, go back to work?
Well, it really, to be honest with you, it depends. You know, you may respond completely different than us. That's the cool thing about it, is it's, we do it, we see how you respond, and then we critique it, you know?
Okay.
I know myself, for future reference, will probably do it later in the day because of the way, like I said, it made me feel like I could, you know, go and take a nap, which is cool. It's exactly what I wanted from it, just something to unwind and, you know, calm you down from the stresses of everyday living and working. And we're always in this go, fight or flight stage, and our brain kind of gets stuck in that. And this is something that I think is going to be a great tool to get people, you know, off of that and able to relax and recover and sleep and let your body heal itself.
Awesome. So, I'm going to look into it.
Yeah, it's very comfortable, too.
Thanks,
but
Ryan.
I think Ryan also offered an excellent piece of advice for me. It was perfect because I usually try to get a nap in between shows. Mm-hmm. And I went home and had no trouble whatsoever. Sometimes that's a struggle, but no trouble whatsoever. And I still feel, I mean, I had to fake my first rant this afternoon. How do you like that?
I just was curious, like, maybe I shouldn't do this at 8 a.m. and then go do, like, a trial at 9.
I would.
It's probably not for my first go-round. I should probably maybe just hold off and do it in the afternoon.
I would do it before you're going home.
Okay.
Because you
Yeah, definitely. But the beauty of it, too, there's a lot of people who are, you know, CEOs. He does a lot of, you know, people who are need to be more cognitive and more alert. And, I mean, it helps with ADD and ADHD, people who are bouncing around with all these thoughts and they need to focus in and, you know, lock in on what they're trying to focus on. So at the same time, it may be beneficial for, you know, that kind of thing when you're going into a trial and you need to be able to think clearly and focus and, you know, get things out quickly that, you know, that could benefit you in that sense. But yeah, definitely, you know, come on, try it. We can always see how you respond and then go from there. So I think it could benefit anybody with a brain. So.
Well, that eliminates about 40% of the population.
I was going to say, well, you just cut out at least half the people I deal with on a daily basis.
If you watch the Mueller, if you watch the Mueller hearing today, Ryan, you could figure out who's got one and who doesn't. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your afternoon to call us and answer questions.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Take care. Again, the number for Infusion, 296-1662.
Did I hear correctly that you said your first rant of the day, you faked it? I could have swore it was the real deal.
He fooled me.
We're going to need some context. You faked what? I'm sorry.
His rant. He was so mellowed out.
He was like really upset earlier.
Well,
it was like, rawr! And then we were all like, whoa. And then apparently he faked it.
All I heard was you faked it.
Yeah, you tricked me. I mean, I was convinced that was the real thing.
Now we have another issue in front of us. There's a new Barney.
Stop. We've already handled this.
No.
There's no new Barney.
But is that an issue?
On this. That's a non-issue issue in our world.
It's about a parenting technique, and I think that's...
No, if you keep this up, you're going to get the real thing, all right, Greg?
All the no.
You don't want to learn about Dutch dropping.
No.
Moving on.
All right, we'll go back to our crazy divorce list.
Yes.
Dutch dropping.
We get like 4 phone calls wanting to hear the Barney.
I know.
No, let's not be concerned with what the listeners may want.
No.
We'll do what Joey wants.
We've already heard loud and clear from the majority, and the majority said no more Barney.
Thank you.
Number 5 on the list of crazy divorces, Dana. A guy hated his wife for hoarding scrapbooking supplies.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't think that's weird. That doesn't surprise me. Like, that's not the oddest thing that I've heard. Like,
that does with scrapbooking. Scrapbooking is, you know,
well, there's no time frame on this. This could have been like in the mid 90s. We don't know when this was from.
Did men scrapbook a lot in the mid 90s?
It's a woman.
No, the man got mad at her for hoarding the scrapbook supplies.
All right. So, but there's more to the story.
Yeah, she was scrapbooking.
She hated him for filling their yard with broken down cars. So in their divorce settlement, she demanded to get the old cars, and he wanted the scrapbooking stuff.
This is not weird to us. We deal with this type of stuff.
That actually does happen. You know, this party just wants something because the other party has it. I had a case where she wanted a tractor.
Stop.
And I asked her in the deposition, do you know how to drive a tractor?
No.
No. Have you ever driven a tractor ever? No. Have you ever even been on this tractor? No. And it wasn't like she wanted like the value or like half the value of the tractor. No. She wanted that tractor so he couldn't have it.
Good for her. I'm just kidding.
Sounds mighty vengeful.
Did she get the tractor?
No.
Oh, man.
But let's get back to the scrapbook thing. He was mad at her for hoarding the scrapbook supplies.
Not hoarding, like wouldn't share, like continuing to have so many, right? Like collecting.
See, I'm keeping. Like imagining like she is like.
Like you're not sharing.
She has 80% of the scrapbook supplies and he only has his 20%.
I took it as like she keeps buying scrapbook stuff and is like, it's like taking, like hoarders, like it's taking over their life that she has all these scrap, like. I'm envisioning like a friend of mine that you know that I will not name on air who scrapbooks, and I'm thinking she has all this scrapbook stuff at her house, and he's mad because he's like, Sharon, I can't even eat dinner because your cutters are all over the table.
See, and I think he's like, Sharon, I want the pinking shears. Like, how dare you hoard the pinking shears?
No, like, I don't think, we need more information. Because that's why I'm like, that's not weird to me. Like, I see people get divorced all the time because of stuff like that. Like,
See, I feel like he's wanting the scrapbook.
No.
And Sharon's just hogging the construction paper, you know?
Sharon, stop hogging all of the
splat. Well, you know, like the glitter stickers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's hogging all the good stuff.
They're 3D stickers, Dana, from all of our traveling excursions.
She's saying.
They're not cheap.
Wait, do y'all fight over scrapbooking?
No.
No, okay, we're making this up as we go along.
Dana, I don't think either one of us scrapbook.
Mm-hmm. We actually have done, like, you know, like the Mix books and the Walgreens books and stuff like that. We have done that, like the ones online.
But, like, we're not sitting around the conference table at Delk and Tomlinson, like, cutting out scrapbook
pictures. If someone does want to pay me to do a scrapbook, if you want to pay me $200 an hour to do that, I'm here.
We can present judges with scrapbooks available of your marriage and the disillusion thereof.
I'll tell you what, notebook. Party planning is in your wheelhouse, that's for sure.
Thank you.
All right, next up,
extra.
And I'm sure this has come up because I personally, here in the River Region, know three women who, after years in a marriage, found out their husband was gay.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
common.
Happens a lot.
A guy thought his wife was secretly gay and in love with his sister.
Secretly gay / and in love with his
sister. So I haven't had that in the same case. I have had that in different cases. Like, I had a client who had divorced a woman and married her sister.
Yeah, we have had that. But we've never had anybody who is divorced and then attempted to marry their own sister. Because that's never
illegal.
So you've never had a divorce with secret lesbian sister love?
Not yet.
Not
2019, though.
That's the thing, is like not...
Well, with gay marriage.
Not both in the same case. But we have had, like, them marrying sisters. And then we have had women turn lesbian.
We have had
men turn gay.
Men that are married that have been having secret relationships that end up being not so secret, and they've then in turn gotten divorced because of this, I think I
see that more often.
In this situation, this guy could have gone from being married to a woman and then his sister married to the same woman after they got divorced.
Stranger things have happened.
All right, we have a woman who left her husband because he was too sad after his dad died.
Aww.
That's cold.
What an evil woman.
Okay, well, but what's the extent to this?
There's no
because,
butt
like,
there,
did
Dana.
He, like, fall off? I'm just saying, like, did he, like, fall off into, like, a years-long depression? That
even
he
if he did that, poor
of?
Guy. Stop.
I don't know.
It'd be different if you get to a point in your life where you then spiral out of control.
Well, that's what happened to me.
You're becoming an alcoholic, or you're abusing drugs, or you start, like, beating your wife and kids, or vice versa. If the wife starts beating her husband and kids, that's different. But just because of somebody being sad, that's
horrible.
Well,
that's what I'm saying, though, is I bet it, like, that was the catalyst, but, you know, I think things probably really went downhill after
that. Like, they probably had problems before then, and that just, like, you know.
Here's a good one. We want to get through these, and we have a couple of calls to take, too. A woman left her husband, or rather a couple, could not agree on what to name their... what to name their cat.
Stop.
The wife wanted to call it Snowball, and the husband liked the name Lily, and that led to an argument that brought about a divorce.
Why wouldn't you just
Snow
name
Lily?
Cat?
Just name it Snow Lily.
Both crap names.
Why wouldn't you just... why wouldn't you either, like, name it something like that,
get
or
another
just
cat.
Get another cat?
Get a Snowball and a Lily
to
and call it
save your
day.
Marriage, you can have two cats.
But here's the thing, like, these people really didn't want to be married to begin with.
I'm kind of seeing it that way myself.
That's an out.
And last on the list, a woman divorced her husband because he refused to yell at her. Whenever she'd start screaming at him, he'd just sit there and take it.
That's deeper than that.
Yeah.
That goes deeper than that.
Once you're apathetic like that, and you're just like...
That's like the couple from the Andy Griffith Show.
No, but I feel like it's one of those things where I think in that situation, the wife may have started to lose respect for the husband and may... You know, there's other things that are going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Not just what's being printed. I mean, that's deeper than that.
All right, we'll be right back.
It's like
back.
A respect honor.
Hey, Keith!
Oh,
no! I did not do that. I swear I did not.
Listen, Butterfingers.
No, Greg, it's fine. No. It's fine.
Here's Papa John.
You know, I can't hear anybody talking about divorce without thinking about Louis Grizzard and his world-famous statement about... He said, I won't get married again. I'll just find a woman I hate and buy her a house.
That's cheaper.
That, I didn't get the reaction out of that. I thought I would.
Well, because the two of us are here. Like, yeah, that's actually true.
That's accurate.
It'd be cheaper that way, wouldn't it?
It's cheaper to keep her.
And actually, I read that. I believe that was in one. I've read two of his books. I believe it was one of his books.
Yeah, it was in one of his books. But he had been married numerous times, and I think in that book he made that statement that it was a lot cheaper just to find some woman he didn't like, just buy her house and be done with it. So in his world famous comedic way.
Yeah, that's the thing is that over here we're like, absolutely.
He died young. I wouldn't be surprised if marriage was a contributing factor to his health issues.
And I've got a real horrible divorce story, but it's too long. Greg, sometime when I've got you alone, I'll tell you.
They'll be back. You can call me next time.
Okay, maybe.
I'll send you a text. All right. Thanks for the call, Papa John. Mike.
Yes, sir. Greg, I want to hand it to you. I have heard you on days when you had two or three people in there. Remember the deal with Hawaii Five-0, the original, how the star had like 80% of the lines? You get walked over on a regular show, you blow up. These two right here, have you just doing like me, sitting back and enjoying the conversation.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe that will be one of the benefits of my neurofeedback session today.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. The ladies, I have a situation, it might be kind of weird. I got divorced in 1989, and it cost me $137.50 for my half of it.
Dollars?
Yeah.
Good.
Got out
cheap. You got a screaming deal.
My ex-wife is the one that found the lawyer and said, you pay half, I'll pay half, we'll split what we got. It was $275, and the lawyer said, are y'all both happy with this? And we said, more than you realize. And I got my pickup truck, she got the car, I got the stereo, she got the Betamax and the TV, and we were gone.
Who got the dog?
I was going to say, this sounds like a country song.
That's it. Yeah, she kept the dog. So, anyway, I did miss the dog.
Was it a little yippy dog, or was it like a lab?
It was a dachshund.
It's a solid dog choice.
Yeah, sweet dog. I miss that dog.
See what you did there, Dana? Now you're
making
but
now
a
you can buy
dog.
Your own dachshund.
Okay, you're going to have me crying out here.
I know. Stop.
Remembering Greg's phone call from the people at his old house.
Oh.
So, anyway, love you, ladies. Greg, I'll be catching you in the morning, too. So
appreciate it, buddy. Thanks. And our last call will be Red Top.
Good afternoon. Ladies, I have a question for you. By the way, I called Greg yesterday. I have given a referral to a friend of mine to get a hold of you guys.
Perfect. Oh, thank you.
I wish I'd had you as my lawyer, especially off my last divorce. In both of my divorces, prescription medications, antidepressants played a major role in why I divorced these women. Once doctors start giving these medications to these women, they change personalities.
You know, we've definitely had that.
I think it's a severe problem. I'm obviously not the only one who's been confronted with this situation.
No, definitely not. But, you know, two things. One, it's hard. Once a doctor prescribes medication, you know, it's hard for us to come in and say, or a husband or a wife to come in and say, the doctor did it wrong. They shouldn't be on these things. You know, they're making them act crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, you know, it's hard for us to come in or prove that they're, like, abusing them because they're prescribed. It's really hard to prove when someone is...
This is a bad situation because the doctors are giving antidepressants to any woman, on all women. That asked for them. My first wife, her girlfriend started taking an antidepressant. What was it? Was it Prozac, the one that was so fashionable for so long?
Well, yes. Some of those are more powerful than others.
So she said, I think I'm depressed. I'm going to start taking it. And that's when her personality changed. So,
and sometimes, too, whenever you get on these, there will be a change or people will stop taking them, and then it leads. I've had a couple cases, but one specifically, I mean, she went off the rails. She went off the deep end. She was you know, started out a regular soccer mom, like a great mom, a great wife, and something happened with her antidepressants, and they took her off, and they switched her, and she didn't react well, and she ended up, like, in, like, a drug dealer's house.
Well, wow, yeah. The medications and the doctors are causing many divorces, I feel.
Red Top, that's a great call, a great point. We're out of time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Antidepressants, that's a topic for a whole show in a way, because there are so many of them out there, and some are masking the issue that's creating the depression. I take one that is designed simply to keep you in a chemical balance, mm-hmm. so you don't wake up wanting to cry for no reason, mm-hmm. you know, and that was a life changer, but it took a lot of others to get to that one. And I've seen the one drug I ever took that really made my personality change in an ugly way was Chantix. And if you watch their TV commercials, it does say one of the side effects is possible, you know, behavioral change.
Sometimes the side effects are scarier than the symptoms of the actual disease or the diagnosis that you have.
This is true.
There's one that they keep advertising right now that has anal leakage, but it's not an antidepressant. But I mean, like, this medication, that's one of the side effects.
Like, how do you go to your doctor and you're like,
there's like nine more side effects, and I'm like, what could be that bad?
Yeah, I would rather be depressed.
Like, this is your option.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there.
Like, how do you describe that to your doctor? Like, hey, doc, by the way, so the other day I was having this leakage, you know,
Reminds me of the Chris Farley bit on SNL where he has anal warts.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No.
I'm going to play the Barney clip.
You're not.
It's 4:57. We have to wrap up, but...
You know, I have to leave early today, right?
For what?
Uh-oh.
Are you going Dutch dropping?
Dutch dropping?
What the hell does that mean?
Well, you'd know if you'd let me play the Barney clip.
No.
That's why I have to leave.
Sounds like it involves a potty.
We'll be back on the 14th.
Oh, you figured that out already?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's already in the calendar.
It's already on the calendar.
We're way ahead of it. We're trying to make you happy, Greg, and then you're trying to torture me, so I think I need to leave
early.
Oh,
I'm not trying to torture you.
Yes.
Okay, who's your friend?
I'm not sure who's on my calendar, who's on my Google calendar, but on August 13th, they've got 36 push-ups and 36 air squats to do, so I don't know who's made it on my Google calendar.
That's not you. That's not Dana's Google calendar.
All right, we got to head down to the traffic dungeon real quick as we approach Fox at 5. Dana Dalkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, by the way, the number is 819-4810. If you need a consultation and you're a News Talk listener, you get a generous discount on that first session. That's 819-4810 or visit divorceformenalabama.com for Dalkin Tomlinson Attorneys at Law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Montgomery Sky Watch, getting closer to our rush hour, and things look great out on the roadways right now. Be a good time to be traveling. We don't have any problems on the boulevard. It's just stop and go at the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, there's a slight delay as you head towards the interchange, but no big problems on I-85. If you're on I-65, it's up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any delays on the 31s this afternoon. Your nails will be beautiful at Bougie Nails, and your hair stunning at Sheer Experience. Both are in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza on the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Mrs. Ritterbuttle did a little production for us and found us that Ellen Omar clip. We'll play that after we talk to Brad.
Awesome.
And we may have time for a little Devin Nunez, who did a